The red-green was the world's longest dissolve. It's a 5-minute dissolve from the color red to the color green. The sound is my voice saying red-green. And I said red on a 28-frame cycle and green on a 27-frame cycle. So the words would slip. Red would overtake green and then come around as I said it every 28 frames times 28. And the film, when it was screened in San Francisco, an experimental film festival, the people in it were yelling at some point, watching it a few minutes, part of the audience took on red, part took on green, and they were having a cross yellowing contest, red, green, red, green. Then somebody yelled out purple and broke the place up, and it became a very audience interactive work. The film won a big award in Poland, the political content of red going into green, and also did very well in Sweden. I really don't know why. So I guess that's about it. My films are almost always based on some critical or conceptual concern, finding answers to a concern of animation filmmaking, or trying to find something different to a new way of filmmaking. I always try something new to put across concepts, thoughts, emotions even, but open up new ways of seeing the world and thinking about the world and thinking. Open up new ways of thinking. I do minimalist work, conceptual, structural. That conceptual as an idea, working from an idea. Structural, dealing with the film structure techniques, and which often I try to come up, with a new form of content, using new techniques of the media to come up with a new form of content. Again, looking for other forms of content rather than the narrative. I respect the narrative, I love it, but quite frankly, I'm bored by it, and I do other ways, the forms of filmmaking. Always interested in the new, not repeating, and that's just the way my brain works.